In Perek Yud Aleph, in chapter 11 of Shara Yichud V'Emunah, the Alter Rebbe explained that the letters and the words of the 10 utterances of the Asara Maimoris with which God created the world, that these letters and words are derived, or come from God's Midas, which are united, completely one with God Himself. And that's why, although the letters of the words with which God created the world are only letters, which usually mean that they are below intelligence, yet in this case, the letters with which God creates are higher than the highest intelligence of the created condition. And that's why from the word, let there be, let us make man, from those words and those letters, the human being with his intelligence, with his seichel, were created. And therefore, they are letters compared to God's attributes, but compared to our intelligence even, they are much higher than letters. And that there are only 22 such letters, because there are only 22, not more and not less, there are only 22 channels through which the creative energy, the creative force comes. Which also shows the insignificance of the world and its bittul to the Eibishter. Because all of it was created merely from merely 22 letters. But now we could come to a question, a difficulty. Since we're saying that there are only 22 letters, which means only 22 channels for creation, how then did we end up with a world that has millions, if not endless, different kinds of creation? From 22 creative sources, how did we end up with millions or endless creations? And this the Alter Rebbe explains in chapter Yud Beis, in chapter 12 of Shara Yichud V'Emunah. It's on Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 338. And this is the Shir, the Chitas, for the 5th of Tammuz. Rak shabruyim mischalkim l'mineihem, but the created beings are divided and different from each other, b'chlolos, on a general level, which means in terms of species. The world of the human, and the world of the animal, and the world of the vegetable, and so on. So there are the general differences that separate between the general categories of creation, ubipratus, and also within each species, there are so many different types. So the differences are both in general and in specifics. How do these differences come about? Al yedei shinli hatzirufim, through the various arrangements and combinations of letters. So from the original words, we have rearrangements of those letters that spell out different words, and from that, there are also they too are channels for creation. The chilufim utmureis kenal, and in addition to the rearrangement of letters, there is also the substitution of letters and the use of gematria, as he said before, and in each of these ways, each of them becomes a channel for creation. How so? Ki kol eis hi hamshochas chayis v'keach miyuchot prati. Because every letter, not only words, but even the letters themselves, individual letters, every letter is a channel in itself for creation. So each of the letters is itself, every letter is itself a channel. But from the 22 letters, you can get so many different kinds of creations, because these letters, when are affected by the arrangement in which they appear. And when you put together a number of letters, so that the letters become a word, in addition to the various types of energy and the various types of life that comes through the individual letters contained in the word, but there is something more and something greater, and that is Hamshochas Keyach Elyon V'Chayis Klolis, a general energy, a general life, HaKeleles Ushkula, Keneged Kol Mini HaKeches V'Chayis Pratiyes, which is equal and greater than the sum total of the individual energies represented by the letters. V'Ela Al Gabeihem, and this general energy is greater and encompasses all of them. It's greater than the sum total of its parts. So that even though you have only 22 letters, but these 22 letters will create various things, different things, depending on their arrangement. So if you rearrange the letters, although each letter represents a specific kind of energy, and therefore you would think that you could have only 22 specific kinds of creations, but since the arrangement of the letters, when they are contained in a word, they become bottled to the word, and the word itself introduces a new energy, and thereby creates a new creature. How is it that each individual letter represents an individual and specific kind of energy and life, and yet when they're put together in an arrangement of a word, they submit to this higher energy, they become part of a higher thing? What brings them together? What joins them and makes it possible that they should be linked up so that they create a word, spell out a word? V'hi mechabroson umitzarfoson yachad. It is this greater energy that transcends the sum total of its parts. That's what brings them together and joins them. V'hashpia keyach v'chayis l'elam hanivro. To give energy and life to the world that is created, b'teva zu l'klolei u'l'prote. That creation that comes from this word gets energy both from the general and individual parts of the word, from the word itself and from the letters and details of the word. In the note, the Rebbe says, u'l'fi shekoleis ve'eis m'chav beis eisiyis ha'teira, and since each letter of the 22 letters of Teira, he hamshochas chayis v'keyach miyuchat prati, is an expression of a specific life energy, an individual kind of creative power, she'enei nimshach be'eis acheres, which will not come through any other letter. V'kach gam t'munosam b'ksav, therefore, even when you write the letters, when you write them down, kol eis hi b'tmuna miyuchedes pratis, each letter has its own physical shape and form. Hamayza al tziyur hahamshocha v'hizgalus ha'ev ha'chayus v'hakeyach ha'nigla v'nimshach be'ezu. The form in which the letter is written is an expression of the form that this energy and this life and this power for creation takes on through this particular letter. Echo nimshach v'nizgal nimideisa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tzeini v'chachmasi. How that particular energy forms, takes shape, and is expressed into creation from God's attributes, from His will, from His wisdom. Because every wisdom and every will can be expressed in so many different ways, and each way in which we express it, it gives it a new slant and a new meaning, a new emphasis. So the same is true also in the writing of the letters, that they each have their own form because they represent the unique and individual form of energy that creates the various individual and distinct parts of creation. Back to the text. Kegein derech moshon betevish emaymeri hirakiyam. The words of the statement, let there be a firmament, shenivru behem zayin rikiyin. With that one statement, God created seven heavens, and all the hosts of heaven, which is in them, in these heavens, firmaments, k'may merizal shchokim shebeir chayim em deiz v'teichanes mon v'tzadikim, that there is a level of heaven or a firmament which is called shchokim, and as the Gemara says, that contains the grinding stones which grind the mon, the manna that fell from heaven for the tzaddikim. So when we say that the food came from heaven, lechem min hashamayim, we're talking about a specific shamayim, the one that is called shchokim. Then there's the level called Zvul, Shebe Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash V'HaMizbeach, the level of Zvul, another heaven that contains Yerushalayim. It is the Yerushalayim Shel Maila, and it contains the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach. Then there's a third level, a third heaven called Mochin Shebei Eitri Shelig Veitri Borot. That's where the rain and the hail develop, and that's where they come from. Shekwolus Harekiyim Nivru V'chayim V'kayom V'kwolus Teves Eilu Shebemai Meirakiya. So generally, all heavens are the same, in that they are all created and they get their life and their existence from the words Yihirakiya, from the same common statement. Uprote habriyim shebezayin rakiyim, and the individual distinct creatures that exist in these seven heavens, nivra kol prat mehem, each individual part of them. In other words, those things that are unique to the individual heavens, as he said before, then shchokim, there's the mon comes from there, and in mochin there's the rain and the hail, and from zvul there's the Beis HaMikdash. So these distinct individual things that separate and make one heaven different from another, those things come v'chai v'kayim, they exist and they live, me'ezet tziruf a'siyes miteves elu, from some rearrangement of these same letters that spell the words Yihi Rakia. Or, if it's a lower level creation, then it comes not from a rearrangement of the letters, when you have the same letters only rearranged, but rather the lower creature comes chilufeihem utmureisehem, from substitution of the letters, where here you don't have the original letter anymore. You have the substitution letters. Shehein kifi b'chinas chayis hanivra haprati, and this depends, this is determined by the level of the individual creation. Chayis hanivra haprati hahu. Ki kol shinui. Tziruf. Kol shinui tziruf. Because every different arrangement or rearrangement, hu harkovas va'arigas hakeches v'hachayis b'shinui, that means that there's a rearrangement, not only of the letters, but also of the various energy channels. Shekol eis hakedemis b'tziruf hi hagiveres. And then the letter that is first in that arrangement, in other words, the first letter of each word, of each construct, that letter becomes the dominant one. In other words, the kind of energy or the kind of creative power that letter represents, that becomes the dominant energy for the entire word. The hashar, and the other letters are tveles eleho v'nichlolos be'ezo. The other letters become secondary and become contained and absorbed in the first letter, which explains why Zoshitevis are so significant. The first letter of a word is very significant. And it's through this influence of the first letter, the dominance that the first letter has, in that it affects all the other letters, that's how we get different creations from the same words, from the same letters. And in the same way, when we substitute letters, replace one letter with another, through this, nivrois b'riyes chadoshis, p'chusei hamaylo be'erech hanivroyim, me'eisiyes atzman. Through the substitution of letters, we also create new creations, new creatures, only this time they are on a lower level compared to those things created from the original letters themselves. And thereby, through the 22 letters, we get many millions of creations through either rearrangement of letters or substitution letters. The Hayyim Yom for today, for the fifth day of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that one of the Alter Rebbe's Chassidim, who was a great Chassid and very close to the Rebbe, was in Yechidus, and the Rebbe asked him how he's doing financially. and the chassid complained that his financial situation was very, very bad. And the Rebbe responded, he said that you are needed, God needs you to illuminate your environment, to illuminate the world with Torah and Avodah. Parnosa is what you need from God, and God must provide it. So you do what you must do, and God will do what he has to do.